many of my family members were afraid to go because of what was happening with the people being arrested and dogs being turned loose and just chaos. After I saw what was going on, I just couldn't stand idle no more. I had to go. To be that close and not go would have bothered me for the rest of my life. I had to go. So I borrowed my brother's truck and he came with me, but I drove and we ran a load of fresh water up there because by then they needed supplies. The state and the National Guard had cut off one of the main roads that was supplying goods to the camp on. And we actually had a tonneau cover, a little cover on the back of the truck, and we hid the water underneath because as many people as there are having positive thoughts about the protests, there are just as many having negative thoughts. And we didn't want to run into any of those people. But
who would have done what?
Well, you never know what they're going to do. I've heard of people actually being attacked in their cars or road rage. But the entire way, when we'd run into other natives, they're really quietly asking us, are you guys going? Or, yes, we are. We're on our way.
When you brought the water, what was the reception?
Oh, they were happy to get it. Yes. The time we were there, probably at least 1,000 people had shown up. And almost everybody had brought fresh water and supplies. They were storing the water in a horse trailer. So when we left, that horse trailer was almost full. When we arrived, it was almost empty. And when we left, it was almost full.
I used to think, you know, when I was in my 20s, I was going to change the world for my peers. And then I had children, and I thought, oh, I was going to change the world for my children. And then now I have grandchildren. It's like I was going to change the world for my grandchildren. And now I am getting up there, and I understand even more the necessity to look at how what we do today will affect our great-grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren, the next seven generations.
You know, looking around the circle, knowing almost everybody who's here, that we all come from places, that we come from different kinds of drums, and yet we're all here with our drums. We're all here because that's what unites us. Our support needs to continue to go across our continent for those who are fighting this battle. That's not just for themselves, but for everyone, for water, for everyone, for life, for everyone.
What struck you most about the camp, the protest?
How many different flags were represented there? How many different tribes were there? When I left camp, there was a caravan of vehicles that were coming over from Puyallup in Washington. And there were just people from not just all over the United States, all over the world supporting them.